The Venus flytrap's future in the wild is largely North Carolina's responsibility. More specifically, the flytrap's wild future will be determined by a handful of communities here in the southeast coastal plain, because the natural habitats of this globally recognized plant are restricted to a shrinking number of locations within about a 70-mile radius around Wilmington. It's misleading, however, to say the flytrap lives within 70 miles of Wilmington, because half of that 15,000-square-mile area is ocean, and the remaining 7,000 square miles of land where the flytrap theoretically dwells is covered by soils and habitats that lack the specific growing conditions that flytraps require. A very tiny fraction of the total area within 70 miles of Wilmington supports about 100 viable flytrap populations in the wild, with nearly half that number on private land, where flytrap collecting and land-altering activity can legally remove them. The flytrap's natural history is complex. It's a carnivorous plant that naturally thrives in wet, acidic, nutrient-poor soils where sun-drenched longleaf pine and evergreen shrub Pocosin habitats are found. I know some would argue the flytrap is merely a plant and its loss from the wild will have no direct impact on humanity. That statement in itself may be true, but I can say the same for the blue whale, which is just a big mammal whose extinction will also likely have no direct impact on humanity. True also for panda bear, polar bear, mountain gorilla, California condor, and any number of other glamorous species able to capture people's attention for reasons other than significance to human survival. Of course, at some point, extinction of species can reach a tipping point that will have a direct impact on humanity, because wild plants and animals with which we share this planet provide biological services that ultimately support us. To illustrate this statement, imagine a food pyramid divided into layers. The pyramid base represents plants. The layer above includes plant eaters, with eaters of plant eaters above that, and so on until we reach the pinnacle, where people reside. Our species is at the top of a global ecological pyramid, and in this position, we are dependent on the ecosystem layers that support us, layers that include plankton-eating whales and odd little plants that eat insects. I use the food pyramid metaphor as a tool to underscore the importance of habitats, a word used to imply a thing's home. It's a good word, and so is community, a term used to describe a collection of plants and animals interacting together in their habitat. While the community insult perpetrated by vandalizing flytrap poachers is reprehensible, it's heartening to hear so many voices in agreement that our community should include flytraps in the wild, the only wild place this charming plant can truly call its home.